in the name of the God Triune, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Gathered in these services in Reisjärvi, let's join to prayer and thanksgiving. Our Heavenly Father, Holy and Righteous God, we want to thank Thee today for all abundant gifts, both spiritual and temporal gifts, by which You have blessed our life so abundantly. Above all, just now we want to thank for the biggest gift, Your Son, Jesus Christ, gathered around Your holy word. We pray, be You, Father, through Spirit, in the midst of us, open the certain portion of the word which we need today. Hear us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For introduction of my sermon, I want to read from the first letter to Corinthians, chapter 15, the verse 1 through 11, and the words are in Jesus' name. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that He was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that He was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Amen. This text was from the first letter to Corinthians, the end part of it. If we say something about the background of this letter. Paul went to the city of Corinthian from Athens. He was the first time on a mission trip in Europe. This mission trip has begun from Philip, where he came from Turkey, and he continued from there to Thessaloniki and Berea, to Athens, and from Athens then to the city of Corinth. That city of Corinth was on Peloponnesus, and this was some kilometers bright, and on both sides of it there were the harbors. The eastern harbor was on the side of Aegea, and the western harbor on the side of the Sea Ionian. And if you went over the land, you could go through directly from the other harbor to the other. There was a road on which the burdens of the ships were able to move from the other harbor to the other. This city of Corinth was a city of sea and merchant. It was a city of culture and it was one part of the known world there around the Mediterranean Sea. The life was there ungodly too, and there was a saying that if somebody lived ungodly life, he lived according to the way of Corinthian. Paul came from Athens to this kind of city. There in the 18th chapter of Apostle of the Acts is told of this time when he was in Corinth. And first he met there Aquila and Priscilla, his wife. They were driven out of Rome a little bit earlier. They had come to Corinth, and there they practiced their profession. He made tents, and in this kind of profession, Paul was too. And he worked in this profession together with Aquila and Priscilla. But Paul, on Sundays, Paul served in the synagogue and spoke there of Jesus Christ. And he many were resisting by the Jews, and he decided that he will go away from there. But it's told there in Acts 18, how during the night God appeared to Paul and said, "Don't be afraid, because I have a lot of people of mine here." And so Paul continued the work of the gospel there. And it's told that his co-workers, Silas and Timothy, came too. And at that time, the work of gospel was his chief work, and there were many repenters. and then was born a living congregation of God in Corinth. And Paul was 1.5 years there in Corinth. And he went from there to Ephesus, the Little Asia, from where he went to Palestine. And those Aquila and Priscilla came with him to Ephesus. Later, Paul was able to hear of Corinthians, of the Cleopas, how they were heresies in Corinth. They were believing in another way. There were sectors. Somebody was believing in Apollo, who was the co-worker of Paul. Some was believing on Peter, some on Paul, and some in Christ. There were people who believed in different ways. Therefore, Paul wrote this first letter to the Corinthians. I have heard to say that there would have even more, perhaps four letters, but in this Holy Bible there are two letters in Holy Bible. And this first letter to the Corinthians is like this, that Paul is rebuking the Corinthians. And they needed to bring again the same gospel which Paul had preached and proclaimed unto them earlier. And here in these three first verses, how, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Paul wanted to say here that there are not many different ways to believe. The gospel is only one. This word gospel becomes of the Greek word evangelion, which means a good message or joyful notice. In Finnish, of Jesus Christ. In fourth chapter to Rome, Paul writes how the gospel is the power of God unto everyone who believes for salvation. And therefore we organize the services that the same gospel which Paul proclaimed at the time, they will proclaim in these services in Reisverbi, which begin after a while. We don't become better by sitting in services, but here we can hear how the Word of God is explained, and we may believe unto ourselves the same gospel which Apostle Paul proclaimed 2,000 years ago there in Corinth. We have to maintain that all of us, all people are sinful. There are no who do good, but all have run away astray. But here on earth, there are two kinds of people. The others who have been able to believe their sins forgiven through grace for merit of Christ. And therefore, it's important that we could remain in faith. And therefore, it's important that we go to services and hear the word of God there where the other children of God have gathered together. This matter of faith is so simple matter that there you don't need special skills or knowledge. It's enough when you want to believe and own that gospel of Jesus Christ. It comes to my mind from about 20 or 30 years, one situation when one brother who was on a mission trip in Russia the first time, he had told that there were many who repented. One local brother had asked to him, how do they understand these doctrinal matters? He had said that he asks when he goes there the first time, the next time. Then he tells later that he asked of one man who had got the grace of repentance, how well does he understand these doctrinal matters? The answer was, I don't understand more of them, but it's so good to be when he has been able to believe all his sins forgiven by grace. He has peace in his heart. So much he had understood of these doctrinal matters. I don't mean want to say that these matters are not important. We discuss and think of them too. And it's important when we are speaking of the foundation of the faith, we are able to answer. And many times we feel ourselves so stupid in front of these matters, but we may trust in that to that God, our Heavenly Father, gives us words when we open our mouth. This faith is not given by people. It's the work of God from the beginning unto the end. And not pure words, the same words are not enough if the proclaimer is not believing by grace and he is not inhabitant of God's kingdom. Sometimes we hear how somebody proclaims the gospel in the same words, but if Holy Spirit is not influencing there, it has no power. This proclaimer of the gospel has to be believer by grace. He has to have the Holy Spirit in his heart. And when a person may believe by grace the sins forgiven, he receives the Holy Spirit into his heart and he becomes a priest of Holy Spirit. even you small boys and girls, you all are priests of the Holy Spirit. You are able to preach this gospel of the forgiveness of the sins unto each other and unto your parents and siblings too. Here Paul doesn't want to say he is very important. In the beginning of the first Corinthians letter to Corinthians, how my proclaiming doesn't want to be by reason, but it was by the word of, by the power of God, so that your belief is not in the power of man, but of God. We know of Paul that he was a maker of the tents, but he was a educated man. He had studied by the high priest Gamaliel, and he had this kind of high education, temporal high education. But he doesn't want to emphasize this, but he wants to say this, that by having the same gospel, keeping the same gospel, they become saved. How can we keep this gift of faith? There in the Creed it's said that, that the communion of the saints, it's very important that we always are there where the children of God have gathered together. There we may hear how the word of God is explained, and we may hear the gospel of forgiveness of the sins, and we may become refreshed and our faith become taken care of. Another important matter is that we want to keep good conscience. And it's kept when we take care of it. We put in a way when the sin attaches in us and makes our journey slow. And we have that kind of privilege or grace as confession. If some sin is bothering our conscience, we may speak of it by name. We may look for a trustful brother or sister, and we may confess this sin unto him, and we may hear the gospel of forgiveness of the, of sins. And this sin is, after that, it's away from our conscience. It doesn't bother more. Man doesn't become saved by confessing. Somebody can think that when I confess all my sins by name, this is impossible to a human being. If we should confess all matters. But this confession is a privilege of grace by which we may put sin away. Paul sees here that too, that even he go astray when they were believing in Apostle Cephas, Paul. He sees that he, even he could come into the heresy and in division. And when this time of division comes, our faith is trialed. This kingdom of God is that kind of kingdom, that we are equal people here. No one is more taller than another, than the others. This duty of the servant of the word is only one servant duty, which are many in these services too. The enemy of the soul, and even unto the elder ones, he wants to say that you may not keep in faith years or tens of years. You have to put the faith away, and then before death you may repent again. So the enemy of the soul can preach and whisper. But we need not believe beforehand years or tens of years. It's enough when we now and here believe our own sins forgiven. The journey of one day at one time, God has promised to take care of his own. And it's enough when we now and here believe. And this faith protects us. And as a fruit of faith, we don't want to take part in sin life, not use drugs or alcohol or free sex relations. As a fruit of faith, this faith protects us from many, many matters which are anguishing the people of this world. But also it's this way, we don't believe for this time, but believe for, therefore, that one we would get into the destination of faith, the eternal glory in heaven. Therefore, we are believing. Paul says that if we would believe for this time, we would be weaker than all the other people. Paul speaks that even he himself has been able to receive this gospel. Christ died for sins. In time of Paul, the Bible was the Old Testament, and he appealed into that. And here is a reference to the chapter 55 or 53 of Isaiah, where the prophet prophesied 700 years before Christ, the death of Isaiah writes, he suffered that we would have peace. For sake of his wounds, we have become healed. And even there, to those in Minor Asia, Peter writes that his wounds have healed you. Man is like this, that he likes to use the reason, and he likes to merit his salvation. If you think these matters of faith by reason, the reason says that stop making sin don't drink or steal and make good works. But on the other hand, Jesus teaches that it's impossible to a human being. And Paul teaches just the same way. If we think that we would fulfill the law, we would make good works. This external fulfilling is not enough, but the complete law of God demands that even our thoughts and are complete, and then it's impossible to a human being. This was opened unto the under our reformer Martin Luther, who by awakened conscience went to the monastery, and he says that if somebody could be able to merit his salvation in monastery, so he would be able to get peace. But he didn't find peace, but then by grace he could find, could believe his sins forgiven, and he received peace. And he said, person is good enough in front of God only through faith and through grace, and only for sake of Christ. By own merits, no one has become saved. And this was opened personally to Paul too, when his conscience opened there on the way of Damascus. And the sin was awakened in him. Here Paul continues. He was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. A little before these verses, Paul said first this important matter that Christ died for our sins. And the other matter, he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And further, Isaiah in Old Testament in the same chapter, where he is prophesying the death of Jesus, he prophesies how his place was in a sepulchre of a rich, no one he had betrayed. So this living faith is faith of resurrection, which has many witnesses, as Paul writes here. We could say that this is a fact according to the history and science, but we have to say that the foundation of our faith is not by science, but faith is matter of faith. I remember even there in education of priest that believing is different than science. And Christ won the power of death on behalf of us. a person has to be able to believe his sins forgiven here in time. It's not possible after the time. In St. Luke, it's told how Jesus told a story of rich man and poor Lazarus, who both died. And this poor Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, and this rich man in hell. Therefore, it's important, as it's spoken in the Revelations of the last day, that the books are opened, will open. And then your name has to be in the book of heaven. We may believe by grace the sins forgiven here on earth. And then Paul continues, then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of the due time. Paul himself was a witness of this resurrection of Christ. He was going to Damascus to captive the Christians who lived there when Jesus appeared unto him on the road of Damascus. And he says that the sin awakened in him. But this resurrected Jesus who appeared unto him on that way of Damascus, he didn't forgave the sins to Paul, but he had to go to Damascus, and there he met a believer, Ananias, who proclaims the forgiveness of sins. And so the blind Saul was able to see, and he, by grace, he could believe his sins forgiven. And he continues then by the name of Paul this work of gospel. So God, in a marvelous way, used the knowledge and skills of Paul in the work of the gospel. And then he continues here, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Paul is not here bound of his forgiven sins. Here in the kingdom of God, by grace, all the sins are preached, forgiven. And there in Psalm 103, how God has promised to move those forgiven sins from his face so far than the east is from the west. And they are not remembered, never. We can see in Paul just the same, which is possible to see in these services, opistle services, how the faith works through love. As fruit of faith, Paul wanted to do the work of the gospel. And the same we may see in these services today too, how faith works through love. And we may see this effect of the grace of God close to us too. Our text finishes, therefore, whether it was I or they, So we preach and show you believed. The same gospel and believing on it we proclaim today too. And the desire of our heart, of the children of God of today, that all people could experience this grace of God. This gospel makes man free from the burden of sin, and it gives the peace of God, which is over the reason, human reason. And it makes every one of us who believe a priest of the Holy Spirit. Lest we make traffic in two parts. And so Paul experienced just the same. In ourselves, we have to battle against the triune enemy, the enemy of the soul, this world, and our own flesh. And we don't gain always here. We get many kind of sins and burden which attaches in us always, although we don't want. So said the writer of the letter too. But here in the kingdom of God, we are taken care of by grace and truth. In this order, all sins are proclaimed, forgiven. And here we have these beloved brothers and sisters who are our escort on this road. At this moment, you, my dear brother and sister, you may believe by grace all your sins forgiven through merit of our Savior Christ in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. And you, journey friend, who are listening to these words there around the media, and you can not attend these services, perhaps because of a sickness or something. God hasn't forgotten you. You may believe all your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And you, my listener, who feel that you are not in grace, you may believe in this sermon, all sins and even the mother of all sins, unbelief, forgiven in the name and atonement blood of Jesus. And this way we may remain rejoicing of that grace which we may own by grace. And I want to ask in many doubts and temptations, may I believe my sins forgiven. I want to believe together with you in the name and blood of Jesus, all sins are forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus, all sins are forgiven unto the peace, freedom, and joy. In the name of Jesus, amen.